And welcome back to Flipper Flicks. I'm Adam.
I'm Sam.
I'm Tim.
And we, this week, watched a film that everybody thought it was not my movie. Based
not
on
what?
Like, this film does not read, like, the synopsis. I would have guessed Sam than you than me. Like, just based on our, typical, like, movie picks, this is very much, I would be the last one to pick this.
Yeah, I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know why, but I am what I am.
So what drew you to this movie? Or do you want to do the synopsis first and then talk about
it? I have
that?
The fake synopsis. That okay. So a psychological thriller following a criminal profiler. I think the psych thriller is probably what got me.
That makes sense.
I like psych thriller. I like psych horror.
Yeah.
So.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I get that.
But we are watching the 1995 film of Copycat. We're going to the 90s.
Nice.
To the 90s.
It's on Plex, but I just rented it. And I bet Tim did too.
Yeah.
It's easier.
I know.
Yep.
But the synopsis for this one is an agoraphobic psychologist and a female detective must work together to take down a serial killer who copies serial killers from the past. You know, using serial killer that close together with serial killer kind of kills the word serial killer, even though it's two words. But
I wasn't sure if it was that they wrote it that way or if it was that you, the way you said it, but I agree. Like, I kind of got like discombobulated in my brain when you were saying that part.
Yeah. Isn't there like a rule that you're not supposed to use like the same like verbiage in the same sentence?
Yeah. But what else would they say?
Murderer.
Okay.
Homicider.
For one of them.
Super.
Yeah.
Super.
Homicider.
I know.
Super serial.
Ooh. Mm. See? He knows it. But Sigourney is back.
Yeah.
She is back.
With her giant, which apparently Sigourney is really tall.
Oh, yeah?
She is six foot tall. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that she was tall so much as I noticed that Holly Hunter was tiny.
Who is 2 inches taller than Sam? Let's clarify. So. Sam is not taller than this woman.
Yeah. Right. Because I was like, but then when you said like, oh, Sigourney Weaver's that tall, I was like, well, no wonder Holly Hunter looks so tiny.
Yeah.
Second time that I know of that we're seeing her since Raising Arizona. She's making sure she appears in our special actor and actress seasons.
Yeah. She's there like, maybe go. They'll do a season based on me.
She's totally paying attention.
Yeah. She's one of our peeps.
One of our 10 listeners.
They're going up, Sam.
Slowly but surely.
But yeah, this is psych thriller, mystery, crime thriller. I mean, this is like kind of the vibe of the 90s, I feel like. Like in movies. There are so many serial killer movies, I feel like.
In the 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, was I just not watching them?
No, you've watched a lot of them.
They were around for sure. Yeah.
I was going to hazard a guess that this would be more popular now because of all the true crime, like, documentaries.
Honestly,
and
I wouldn't
crap
be surprised to
there.
See a resurgence of it.
Right?
Yeah.
Or a remake.
Yeah. Well, there was a remake.
Oh.
But it wasn't a remake. There wasn't a remake per se, because like a remake would be meaning like you're using the same characters, same plot.
Right.
But apparently there's a film with Amy Adams that came out in 21 that was
similar.
Yeah.
I've probably seen it, to be honest with you.
It wouldn't shock me.
I think the reason I don't think of the 90s as having a bunch of serial killer movies is because I was probably too little to be watching them.
Yeah. That's well, for us, Tim
so they
here.
On my radar.
Tim probably saw this film and he doesn't remember.
He knows, but I mean, I definitely feel like I've seen this film, but I didn't know any of it. I was just kind of guessing as I went.
You're like, all right, I know what's going to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't an unpredictable film, but.
I mean, like the terrible opening scene of them, not opening scene, but the scene where they're at the range and she has this
dawdy
attitude about how he's shooting. Like, A, he sucks at shooting. B, she sucks at shooting.
I like how
she doesn't suck as much, but she's just like, her logic is flawed and it shows later because he dies.
Yeah.
Dude,
she's
right?
A fucking idiot.
Dun, dun, dun.
And that's where people get
spoiler.
The wrong idea of how shooting works in like real world and how like hostage situations work and stuff like that shit. They're like, dude, shoot the gun out of their hand and stuff. That drives me nuts when people say that shit. And this is the same concept, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was
There's
funny.
One way to fix that situation, you turn the computer off. You hit the manual button.
Well, I found it funny that she shot the dude in the shoulder, started getting back up.
And he moves his arm.
Yeah. And then later, you know that she's just going to blast him in the chest a bunch because she got after Ruben for it earlier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to bring that up too, because she shoots him in the arm and it grazes him. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't even go in his arm. Like, he literally just grazes him.
Yeah.
That would have hit her. That would probably have hit, because she was right there. Like, that would have literally.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
No, his bone deflected the shot, man.
Yeah.
I don't even think it went deep enough to hit bone. Otherwise, I would be like, I could see that.
No, I just thought it was funny that you knew that. I felt like it was pretty obvious she was just going to unload on him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At that point, yeah.
But there were two scenes early on where Peter Foley was in. Like, mm-hmm. He was actually...
Yeah.
The assumed one that everybody can figure out when watching is he's at the thing, the TED Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
And he's standing.
Oh,
yep.
See, I didn't, obviously I didn't catch we him didn't there because it's way too early, but you, it I caught him in the police station.
Yeah, he was in the police station. He says hi.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Oh, I saw it and I was like, that guy's sketch.
Right.
Who just says hi?
Right? Like, that's all he did. It was like, well, what the
and
fuck? It's,
and if you understand, like, most extras don't talk. So.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I see, I missed it. And now knowing that, I would have been like, ooh, pointing.
I was just like, suspicious.
Did the guy that held the one cop as a hostage who got killed, did he even have any lines?
No.
I was going to say, like, he was an extra, no, 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 but, like, no, no, a no. little extra.
He yelled something in Mandarin.
Oh, he does. He does yell something. Yeah.
But does Mandarin count? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what the word count is.
We're going to pay you less because nobody has any idea what you're saying.
Scooby, dooby, doo. Yeah. But Sigourney, she actually wishes more people knew about this film. She loves this film.
Really? What's got her so hyped about this film?
She just thought everybody did a really good job, and she just wishes more people knew about it. I know. I think it kind of got overshadowed by Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman and Kevin Spacey.
Seven.
Yeah, Seven was the same year.
Yeah. That would do it. That's a really good film.
Exactly, really right? Good.
But you would think people would seek out something similar to that if that was such a good
yeah.
film.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're not like twin films. They're just similar genres.
Yeah. And I guess now that I started thinking about other films from that time, like, I think The Game was a lot earlier, wasn't it? But maybe it was the 90s, same, too.
It was the 90s.
It reminded me of that in some ways. Just because, I don't know, I felt like it was... done in a way where you're kind of like kept guessing, like, ooh, who is it? And that just, it just reminded me of The Game. Yeah. So I guess there were a lot of, now I'm going back, there were a lot of these.
I'm films. Just realizing, I don't know why I didn't think about, both of those are David Fincher films.
Mm, yes.
And he also did Zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's doing a new movie called The Killer.
I'm in.
So he has a shtick.
He does. And didn't he do like a serial killer like Netflix show?
Probably.
I have no idea.
Oh gosh.
Would it surprise me? No.
No. Not a bit.
There's so many of those shows. Like, I can't watch them. Cause I'm like, they're just like, it's kind of like reality TV to me, where like there's just so many options that I'm like, I'm just gonna opt out of that whole genre. Like,
yeah, he did a show called Mindhunter.
Make a choice. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that show's really good.
There you go.
That was his show.
Yeah, that show's fantastic.
So, well, most of what Fincher does is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I like his stuff.
Yeah.
I can't really say a film that I dislike of his. Seeing as Fight Club was one of my favorite edgy.
Fight Club's so good.
Like, teenage edgy favorite films.
Teenage
edgy. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it was like an edgy film for that time. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, maybe. I would have said Boondock Saints was more of an edgy film.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely, that would be. Both were cult classics, that's why.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because, that didn't do well. Neither did well in theaters.
Right.
But
I remember people liking them both. So I was like, I don't know if they're classified as edgy, but I remember people liking them. So
Sam just hung out with a bunch of edgelords.
Apparently. Was that me self-admitting that I was edgy or I hung out with edgy people, I guess?
I know one of your friends specifically that was. Her favorite movie we watched, I See Dead People.
Oh, yeah. So there's that. Well, I was going to say, I want to hop back a little bit because I found the funny thing that, like, Tim's first complaint is the shooting. My complaint is that I'm like, how in the fuck does she afford to have an apartment like that in San Francisco?
Oh, dude.
So it's more of a complaint on myself that, like, that's the first thing I notice these days is, like, that would be completely so unaffordable.
She did have,
what's her face even makes a comment
like, exactly
apartment.
It has to do with her giant book deal.
I know, but yeah, I was just like, you can't not notice it. It's so nice.
I gotta say though, the Daryl Lee Cullum dude, like the original serial killer, was fucking insane, like in a good, like he sold it. He did a good job selling that role. I was like, this guy is crazy.
Yeah.
That was just my opinion, man.
Yeah. I think it was like the accent and like just like
the vibe.
The vibe that he gives off is like,
and him talking about squirrel covers.
Exactly. Shit like that. You're like, okay.
Yeah. That was a weird one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But there, the scene when he does like the basically Skype video. Or Zoom call, whatever movie. I'm gonna go ahead and guess that if I call it a Skype call, that's gonna age me.
The Zoom call.
Yeah, but like when he was doing that, I thought he was hilarious.
Yeah, I forget what he said, but I agreed. Like he would come on and he'd be like, "Oh well, howdy, doctor," and like his whole right. vibe was just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh. So, sorry, I just saw my note. The guy who played Ruben was the captain in Zodiac, which is funny because they also, because we talked about Fincher now multiple times. And was it the captain or sergeant? One of the dudes in the cop, like with the cops, was like, yeah, I worked on the Zodiac case. And I'm like, well, you didn't solve it.
Yeah, you didn't get anywhere with it.
Still isn't solved.
No.
Don't think it's going to be at this point.
Yeah, I mean, there was, you know.
There was talks recently.
There were like some names thrown out, and then one specifically that people think it was, but.
Yeah.
I can't remember their names at the moment, but.
Those true crime podcasts are going to figure it out.
We'll never know. Yeah. I mean, it would take some weird, like, I don't even know.
Somebody on their deathbed actually admitting it.
I mean, it's quite literally, I mean, we could go in a rabbit hole about unsolved murders and stuff. And
oh, yeah.
There's plenty of other true crime podcasts out there for that sort of thing.
We're not true crime. I actually really have no interest in it.
I don't really either.
Sam's like,
I dip in and out. Like, I feel like
it's definitely engaging when you're like listening to it and stuff. Like, I get pulled into it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm like, okay, I got to finish the story. But after that, I'm like, all right, it's break time for me.
Yeah, exactly. You're kind of like, okay, I need to like completely bleach my brain from everything that I just heard.
It's like depressing for you. Believe, like, understand that something that dark can happen in your world.
Yeah.
Like, I use movies and TV as an escape. I don't need to watch true crime shit.
Yeah. Well, and I think the other part of it too is that a lot of the times, like, it's unsolved, right? Or like that's the stuff that they're putting out there. So like you're kind of like, oh, that's a depressing that happened. And oh, great, cool. Like nobody knows what happened. No. Yeah, it's kind of like Gorillas in the Mist when they're like, yeah, we don't really know what happened to her. You're like, great, fuck.
I know.
Like now I need to watch cartoons like Tim said.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to know that existed in life. I don't know. Put your little ostrich head in the sand and move on with your life.
Dude, I must say though, at the beginning where they're like kicking the doors in the bathroom, like when she was getting hung.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I was in a situation like that, where I was getting police escorted to a bathroom, I would just use the single bathroom, like that family bathroom.
Mm.
No public bathrooms for me, man.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm. Like that's just, it wouldn't happen personally.
You'd just be like family restroom.
Yeah.
Right.
But
what if there's no family restroom? You holding it or are you going in?
Is it a one or a two?
Context matters in this situation. Oh, that's funny.
But, oh, the main reason I forgot this. So I had brought up earlier that Sigourney was really proud of this film. Mm-hmm. She did a shitload of research on agoraphobia.
Oh.
To try and make sure that she was like representing it properly.
Good for her.
And she's proud of that. So that's part of the reason why she wants more people to see it.
Nice.
I mean, I feel like she puts a lot of dedication and effort into her roles in general. But she does, for her to come out and be like, I mean, it's one of her roles that has a little bit more depth. So I can see why she was excited to learn it.
Yeah.
And then be proud that she did, because that's kind of not method acting, but that's a different level of acting, right?
Yeah.
To be able to hit that and like be realistic. Now, I don't have any experience and stuff with it. So like, just like them, you're just kind of, I can tell you a couple things they fucking did wrong talking to her, but that like in the real world would have triggered somebody more or whatever. And like,
yeah.
Like the side comment the one guy makes when she's first having her panic attack or whatever, he said something and the other, and the Heidi or whatever her name kind of chuckles.
Mm-hmm.
Like if she had heard that,
yeah,
probably would just like trigger her harder. Like,
yeah.
You know, stuff like that. That's the stuff I look about for. But like, I don't know. Yeah, I'd say, I mean, she did fantastic. Like, you can't knock her for liking her performance when her performance was great.
What's crazy is this is a whole nother genre.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
we've done aliens, sci-fi. We did heartbreakers, rom-com, crime, mm-hmm, gorillas in the mist, drama.
Mm-hmm.
Shit and everything.
Psychological thriller.
Psych thriller. I'm telling you, the only thing I don't think we have on our list is a Western. I know it's shocking that Sam and I did not pick a Western because we love Westerns here.
Yeah, absolutely. Does she even do one?
I was going to say, I don't know.
Can you count Holes? Character.
That's what I was going to She wears a cowgirl hat.
She wears a cowgirl hat in Holes.
But it's not a Western.
I'm trying to think if she's a supporting actress in something that she's, but I've never seen her in that like old timey dress. I feel like I can't picture her in one.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny is I can picture her in one, but that's just because I can.
You can just, I can imagine, know,
right? Yeah.
I just mean I can't picture her as in like one that I would have seen her in.
Yeah.
When I googled Sigourney Weaver Western, it was Holes.
There you go.
Hilarious.
Closest one she's got.
All right, Sigourney, you got to whip out a Western.
Yeah.
I know.
She's still got time.
That's not a Western to me.
Yeah.
Coming of age children's film.
I still haven't seen it.
That's good.
Each week we're going to bring up Holes, and then maybe by the end you'll be like, I finally watched it.
Okay.
Did either of you catch the reference to Alien?
Mm-mm.
Tim?
I don't know.
She says, here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Oh.
When she was like sending the message to Peter Foley.
Oh,
calling him out, which is a reference to Alien if you weren't aware of it.
Right.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Like, that's a nice little like callback. Like, it's not forced.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought nothing of it. Like, I noticed her say that line and I was like,
right.
Okay. Seems fine to me. One of the other lines that I was laughing about, only because I like said it under my breath as she was saying it, because she's trying to report to them like the suit that was on the bed and how she noticed it or whatever. And mm-hmm, I was like, she's probably just going to be like, I don't know, man, I take a lot of pills. That's my version of the line. But like, that's kind of basically what she said.
Yeah,
she literally says, I don't know, I've taken a lot of pills and have been drinking.
Exactly. Like, right.
Okay.
You know what? Like, I respect that.
Yeah. I mean, at least she's honest, but it was just
straightforward, but
it was so funny to me. Because kind of
dark.
There's no way that's like, that's the type of shit I say, like trying to just like be stupid about the character. And then it actually happened in real time. And I was like, right. Oh, okay.
Sam's just sitting there like, wait, I just said that. Am I funny now?
No. We all know that I'm not.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Thank you. The other thing that I was thinking about was how fucking gross the ants in the bed was. Like, was like, there weren't even that many ants, but
they were
just
big.
The fact that she was like getting ready for bed, like ready to cuddle in and have a great time. And then there's a bunch of fucking ants. I'd be like, I can't go to sleep in this room anymore. Even if I cleaned it up. Don't care.
What if you're an agoraphobe?
Yeah, but she has other rooms in her house.
Her giant fucking
Her giant fucking condo has a couch she could sleep on without ants on it. That's what I would do.
It's so big.
It is.
Dude, I really want those windows.
Right.
Oh, the shutters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I know. I was like,
whoa. I was impressed by that.
You're like, I need that.
I wouldn't do that with cats, though.
Right.
I'd be worried I'd trap them in there.
Exactly.
Seems like they did it to themselves. I'm just kidding. You just have to have it raised up, raised up a little bit so that they can get out.
I don't know that it would function properly.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Womp, womp. Something you have to give up if you have cats.
If you're paranoid about them getting stuck in places. Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very easy, I guess. You could just be like, oh, there's nobody over here. Click.
Done. <Close it. laughs> One of the other things that like bothered me, but not in a way that like I really have any beef about it. It just like sis like knocked me out of it is when what's the guy's name?
Ruben
gets Holly food and he mm-hmm. gets her a cheeseburger and he whips it out of his pocket.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
I swear.
He was being funny.
I swear Tim has done that.
Tim, have you had a butt pocket cheeseburger?
Yeah. I'm like, I have this memory of you going to Steak and Shake or like us going to Steak and Shake. And then you pulled you ate your burger and then you pulled a second one out of your pocket. I have this like vivid memory of this.
He did it for the lulz.
I wouldn't be surprised if I did it. Yeah.
This would have been your first condo.
Oh shit. Yeah. No, you're right.
I told you.
I had to think about it.
Oh my goodness.
When you got pockets and you got extra burgers,
if your pocket's big enough for a burger, why not?
Now I want Steak and Shake.
You're welcome. Figured out your dinner plans.
Done. Oh,
I have to cook.
But womp. The burger was not squished from his pocket. Like it was.
It could have been his jacket.
Not to squish it.
Yeah, he might have put it in his jacket pocket.
That's what true. I was saying. He put it in his jacket.
There you go.
He liked the girl. So obviously he wasn't going to like.
Give her squished.
A dick about it. Squish it.
Oh my God.
I like how he was eating the healthy food too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like typically it's reverse like gender roles there.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah, the dude is where, but then he dies trying to get a donut.
Yeah.
I was still, whose fucking desk was that? Was it his desk or was it Nico's desk?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. It was either some random person or it was one of those two.
Yeah, so basically, I feel like it was a random person.
I just described it could have been anybody.
I know, I was laughing because you were like acting like you narrowed it down.
I didn't narrow it down.
That person or a random person. So we're back to square one. Thank you.
It was not MJ, period.
There you go.
I removed one for you guys. You're welcome.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about in regards to Sigourney's performance was there's that time where he's like doing the film for Holly, like when she first gets to the apartment and finds out that like he broke in to see Sigourney and she's in the chair. And I don't know why, but he like picks up her arm and she like kind of dead fishes it. And I was like, prime Sigourney acting right there. Just like dead fishing arm.
She can't do it.
And so then we started practicing it because I was like, how hard is it to do? And it's surprisingly heavy and hard to get it to look not like you're fucking around.
Not to like have some reaction to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah. I was surprised. So I was like calling it out as an asshole to be like, oh, look at her performance. But then I was like, wait, that's actually kind of hard.
I've learned how to do it through a chiropractor.
Ah,
because
there you
when
go.
They went on manipulated joint or something, it's like you just gotta
dead fish it.
It's
you
it
have to lose
difficult.
Yeah, you have to lose all control of your body basically.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a mental thing.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun. All right, so I flipped this bad boy on.
Wow, you're just coming in hot.
I know. I didn't mean to say it like that. I just kind of did, and I was like, oops.
If it works, it works.
I looked at the scores, and I was like, I need to read those. I was like, wait, we do that after now. I need to see if I flipped it on.
Mm.
But yeah, I did. I liked it. I thought it was engaging. It was interesting. It was something I hadn't seen before. Like a serial killer that mirrors other... like major deaths, like major kills, homicides. It was cool. Not cool. That sounds bad. It was a good film though.
Mm.
Oh, and I would rank it third.
There you go.
So above Heartbreakers, which isn't anything against Heartbreakers, it's just...
it's a better film.
Yeah, it's just better.
There you go.
Timothy.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good film. I can see why she wants more people to see it, because it's just a good film. I mean, it holds up to now. The storyline and everything, like, it's not as much of a... it's not really a mystery, necessarily, because they kind of reveal who he is pretty quickly, right?
It's not like first, Seven. Like,
oh, is it the guy that's living with her and stuff? Yeah. And all that kind of, you know. But I think it's really well done. It's definitely a flip on, and it's going to take number two under Aliens. So it's Aliens, Heartbreakers getting bumped down to three.
Then Gorilla's still at six.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And I would say it has that 90s vibe, but it's not like a film that like pulls me out because it's older.
Right. Yeah. No, it doesn't feel old, even though it is.
Yeah.
Like, obviously there's aspects to it that it, you know, you can't get around, but it's not that bad.
The outfits, the hair, only things you can get.
The furniture, actually, the cars.
What do you mean they're not driving around in a 2005 Nissan? Sam?
Oh, man. Well, we didn't really even get to talk about the ending, but I thought that ending was kind of like...
oh, shit, you know, yeah.
Fulfilling in a way. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, I knew it. You know what I mean? Like, that sort of thing.
He's just crazy.
He's just crazy. And then
he was playing him there at the end.
Yeah.
He was playing him so hard.
Yep. And then, like, the credits roll, and he's just, it's unsettling how he just keeps, like, staring at you.
You're right?
Like, that's I was so awkward. So, anyway. So, yeah. I don't know. I thought it was good, and I actually am like, it's kind of a fucked up movie because of the ending, if I'm being honest. Oh, like, I mean,
it's
like,
just kind of fucked up in general.
With the whole interview, like, yeah, have him on camera, and yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of like, yikes. So, I'm like, do I really want to watch this all the time? But I think I would watch it again. At the end of it all, and I kind of already said this, but I am shocked that it hasn't had more of like a renaissance or like a redo or more movies like it, just because like seems like it would be popular right now based on the genres people like. So yeah, I'm gonna flip it on. I'm gonna put it at number three as well. So it goes Aliens, Heartbreakers, this, then Gorillas.
We are all messed up now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Except Aliens is still everybody's number one.
Yeah.
Which I feel like could stay that way. Just because it's such a strong film.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to dethrone.
Yeah. I just had something from what you said and I forgot it.
Was about true crime or how fucked up it is.
Yes, I remember now. this film, I think, for it to get a resurgence, it needs to be on a major streaming site.
Yeah, if it's on Netflix or
Netflix Max Prime, or Hulu, Max.
Yeah.
Any of that, it would get noticed more. The main issue right now is it's on Plex. While I love the idea of Plex, I'm going to go ahead and say the average streamer doesn't know much about it.
Yeah, I don't even know what Plex is.
See?
Yeah.
But I think you're right, because like if you think about Seven... Along Came a Spider, The Game, like if that's on a streaming service, now we've got the AI that's like things that you'll like or that are similar, it would pop up and people would see it.
Exactly. Done.
Yeah.
There you go, Sigourney. All you got to do is get it on a streaming site.
Yeah.
That's bigger.
Can't be that hard. Throw your weight behind it, girl. Did you go through the scores or want to?
You know what? The critics gave it a 75%. Audience is 64% and IMDb with a 6.6 out of 10. So solid scores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't look up the box office or the budget. I don't think it would have been a high budget, but we'll see. 2 seconds. It made $79 million in the box office, which feels like a lot for the 90s.
That does feel like a lot.
Not a ton, but not a lot. $27 million budget. Yeah. It did well.
It's doing good.
It could do better and make more... fans it by going to a bigger streaming site.
We've solved her problem for her. You're welcome, Sigourney.
Look, it was that easy.
Yeah, and now we got to spin for next week. I was like, my finger was on the button to turn it off, and I was like, oh,
You're a mess today. You're like, just trying to get off the phone.
I'm starving. We're talking about food, and I'm like, food sounds good.
Food does sound good.
Like pocket steak, cheeseburger.
No. Oh,
that sounds amazing right now. I wish I had a pocket cheeseburger.
All right, so I only have one left. Sam has two, Tim has three.
Knew it.
Folks, I am out.
What the fuck?
The TV set. I knew it. The TV set is up next.
The TV set?
The TV set.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, nobody has.
Look it up right now.
I mean, I wonder a lot if of people Sigourney's have.
Proud of it.
She probably is. Hey, look, we made it. You made it. I made it. We're all here at the end of a great episode of Flipper Flicks. I hope you enjoyed that. Please let us know what your thoughts are, like anything you want to just talk about on Instagram or Threads. That's kind of where we're at these days. You can also go to our website and give us some recommendations. We're always looking for more, you know? We want to go on a ride with you sometimes, and like, if we can't do that if you don't give us any recommendations. So like, please hit us up on our website. That is flipperflicks.com. Very easy to find. At least I think it is. Make sure to like, subscribe, review us on whatever podcasting platform you're on. Could be Apple Podcasts, it could be Spotify, Good Pods, whatever you're on, please hit us up there. Subscribing will let you know when our episodes are coming out, even though they always do seem to come out at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Thursdays. So we will catch you next week and take another trip. See you then.